I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Vermont Gas spent more than $30 million this year working on its pipeline to Addison County, even as regulators reconsider the permit for the project. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, a plan that the company quietly launched in late 2014 means Vermont Gas customers and not its corporate owners may be on the hook for the work.
At a November news conference, Vermont Gas CEO Don Rendell said he was happy with his first year on the job. The company was set to complete the first 11 miles of its pipeline on schedule by the end of the construction season.
The 11 miles that we're building will actually be connected to our system and we'll gas it up. So it will be, which means that it will become part of our Vermont Gas transmission system.
It also means that the company will be using the part of the pipeline that's already built, no matter what happens in the future. And the future? That's pretty scary for the pipeline, and it has been all year. The company announced last December that the pipeline was going to cost way more than what the Public Service Board had approved. The board decided to reconsider whether the pipeline was worth the investment, and it still hasn't issued a decision. So Vermont Gas has been working all summer on a pipeline it might never get to finish. This all matters because Vermont's regulatory system is designed so that utility customers only pay for projects that benefit the system they use. Remember this?
It will become part of our Vermont Gas transmission system.
If Vermont Gas brings the first 11 miles of the pipeline into service at the end of the year, the company could argue before the Public Service Board that the work benefits the system, meaning customers should pay for the construction costs in their rates. Department of Public Service Commissioner Chris Recchia is responsible for representing customers' interests before the board. He says the move to build part of the pipeline while its permit was still in jeopardy makes sense.
It's one thing to build something that can serve a purpose if you stop where you are, but if you start building pipe to nowhere and then the decision comes down to stop, that is a huge cost risk to the company, and that would not be recoverable from rates.
The strategy to make sure part of the pipeline is in service early is a new one. CEO Rendell said the plan came together when he took the job in late 2014, right around the time Vermont Gas discovered that its cost estimates were wrong for a second time. Whatever uncertainty that cost increase brought into the project, Rendell's move means the company could make a legitimate case for making customers pay for the costs of the pipeline so far. Recchia says the department would take a close look at any proposal to pass costs to customers, but
there's an argument to be made that it is useful for the existing system.
Vermont Gas spent more than $30 million on the pipeline this year, even while the company knew it might lose permission to build the pipeline any time. Of course, if the board rules that the project should go ahead, then the company can continue to build next year as planned. If not, it's still not a sure thing that the customers will be forced to pay the company back for what it's already done. That is ultimately up to the Public Service Board, which has legal authority to govern the rates utilities charge their customers. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.